Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Todd and Tyler, always within reach.
And good for a reach around, too.
At TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Or find the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Got this email, TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com. Yeah. Tyler writes, the male equivalent of calf cow is bad enough. If you accidentally watched your parents' VHS sex tape, it's pretty scarring as well. The threesome would be mental institutional damage. I still won't touch a VHS to this day.
Well, was it a threesome or was it just mom and dad?
Nickelodeon orange tape. I said, did this happen to you?
Yeah.
Yes. My parents were able to record over tapes. You know, you just had to put the piece of tape over the VHS.
Yeah. I remember that. Yeah, you had taped those things.
And they used an old Nickelodeon tape of mine when I was 12.
Oh no.
Man. Ruined the Rugrats for me.
Yeah.
But did they at least do it on a rug or something like that?
No. Cool. They just did it on his Rugrats tape.
I know, but then what?
Was it just the two of them or was it a threesome?
No, it sounds like it was just the two of them.
How long did he watch it?
Long enough. Did he finish?
Was he 12? That's before you really just, you might have splurged before that. Yeah, I like the new term for that. You can just say it. You can say splurge. You know? Yeah. What'd she look like? Was his mom like on top?
That's all I got. Right there.
She's not our parents. They're not our parents.
He probably
changes everything.
What'd your mom look like?
Doesn't
man?
Want to get back to us and recount it.
Where's that tape?
You know his mom did yell.
Get your rocks off, old man.
Exactly, Nick. That's exactly what she yelled.
Sounds like you should probably seek like professional help. This seems like it was a scarring incident.
Well, I think
you
we've done
probably talked to
I think
somebody.
We talked about that in the past before people checked in and have seen that, you know. You might have walked in, but the whole tape, though, you're right, you know?
I mean, it ruined his whole future with VHS tapes.
Right. And this about the roadkill. Three pretty good anecdotes here coming from Scott. My old man is known as the roadkill king of Ponca Hills. It's just a little north of Omaha.
I love that he's known as that.
Yeah, there he goes.
Story number one.
They don't call me Ace. They call you Jim, all right? You know.
My dad regularly has friends that call him about fresh kills. If he has time, he'll make a trip to retrieve the dead or wounded deer.
Why does he do it?
Apparently, it's a hobby.
Oh.
Or he might like to eat the deer, too.
Oh.
Received a call one day when he arrived, he found a deer about 20 yards from the road, just laying there, watching the traffic. It couldn't get up, probably broke its back.
Todd.
Yep.
Grab a branch.
Todd's deer removal, they call that.
Listen to this. He generally carries a gun with him because he carries cash, but that day he did not. So he's a contractor, and all he had was a framing hammer.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Did he use the claw end at least?
Grabbed it, snuck him by the deer.
Well, that'd go quicker.
To beat it to death. With the hammer.
Oh, my God. Is he wanted for murder somewhere?
Probably. That's a red flag.
Yeah, I think it is.
Here's another one. My dad just left the bar. He was headed home a little tuned up. On the way, he sees fresh roadkill and stops. However, the entire back end of his truck is full, so he stuffs the deer in the front seat of his truck and heads home.
This guy's got a problem.
Yeah. Almost home. The deer comes, too.
Oh, Tommy Boy.
And
okay.
starts thrashing around in the truck.
That's Tommy Boy, man.
He carried a briefcase at the time, like Todd, and retrieves his .22 pistol and starts shooting until it's dead.
In the car.
Yes.
Wow.
In Bellevue, Nebraska.
Ponca Hills.
Well, it's there.
Yeah. Once home, he field dresses it and hangs it in the walk-in cooler to butcher later. Yeah, if you got a walk-in cooler, you're a roadkill retriever.
The king.
And then finally, my wife-to-be and my buddy were coming back from Omaha to Blair. and decided to stop by Dad's for a quick visit.
Blair's is a town north of Omaha.
This was the first time my wife-to-be met my dad. We entered his place. He had a big pot of soup cooking on the stove.
Ooh, what's in the
smelled
soup?
Smelled good. I asked him what he was cooking, and he proceeds to tell me the following. You won't believe it, but I'm driving down the road, and the guy in front of me hits this big effing raccoon. So I stop, pick it up. What's in the pot? Raccoon soup. Now, he is a coon ass in training, so obviously from Louisiana.
But aren't raccoons bottom feeders? Don't they eat?
Oh, yeah, they're trash pans.
Yeah, so why would you eat a raccoon?
I don't know why.
Unless
you're
starving. Unless you're starving. I mean, there's other things.
I'm ordering a pizza at that point.
you grew up on it, so you think it's good.
No.
Oh, you can change.
You can grow up on something and not think it was good.
Yeah. enjoy a hot bowl of roadkill raccoon soup, and my girlfriend passes on the offer.
Good for her.
He is a crusty old coon-ass ex-Marine that's too mean to ever die. I love him dearly. His love of hunting and occasional roadkill was passed on to me as well, but I haven't had the luck in Colorado that I used to have in Nebraska. So he's out in Colorado now. Okay. Thank you, Scott.
The luck.
Yeah. like I said before, I love when people share. We really shouldn't hammer the emails, but Jesus.
Did you see this one from Nicholas about his dad?
What else are you supposed to do?
I know. What are you supposed to do? That's just wrong, man. It sounds like he really wants to kill things.
This guy says
he's... We've got to talk about him.
I know. I'm going to talk about it.
Oh, that's a little unsettling.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't bang a hooker with your grandkid. I'm guessing that's one thing you shouldn't do.
No.
And...
I could see somebody, consistently eating raccoon being a deal breaker.
Yes.
In a relationship.
Yeah.
Now, this email from Nicholas here says his dad, in a 2-year span, hit 3 deers, a couple dogs, and a cow, totaled 2 vehicles, got so sick of driving country roads in the dark, laying waste to wildlife, he said, F it, and retired. Roadkill made him retire.
Did he make dog stew?
I hope not.
Dog stew. I like dog stew. It's pretty good, man.
Now, the cow wouldn't be bad. Yeah, right. Cow is still probably salvageable.
I don't know that you're allowed to keep the cow.
It's called
probably not.
Poodle stew over there. Check it out.
How Since did he hit that many? Owned. Was he driving a can of Alpo or something?
Yeah. Hey, country roads, man. If you've ever lived out in gravel roads.
I hit a deer in a gravel country road, yeah.
And no lights. All you see, it's easy to have something run up in front of you.
Like Todd Lay wasted like 8 families of skunks on the way here.
One drive.
We talked about that yesterday, yeah.
Well, and
that was in the morning and dark.
I hit something on the way to Colorado in the middle of the night, like on Interstate 76, in eastern Colorado, and I don't know what it was.
All right.
I assume it was somebody's dog that got loose.
Yes. A homeless man.
Or just a homeless man.
Yeah. It could have been.
He'd been dead ever since, yeah.
But
you didn't put him in any stew.
No, I just kept moving.
Yeah, just keep going.
It's homeless stew. It's great, man. I'm a coon-ass Marine.
Yeah. Well, and so many of those farmers out on those country roads.
Homeless stew. Why is it called homeless stew? Yeah. Homeless guys in there.
Wow.
They just let their dogs run loose.
Yeah.
They don't.
Of course they do. Yeah.
The dogs are always running. So I mean, it's just a hazard of the farm. Dog ran out on the road. We'll get another one.
Right.
I'm thinking that's what I hit.
A dog.
Because it was the middle of the damn night. It could have been a coyote.
How many goats your dad hit leaving the property at his place, man? Probably a bunch. I know you hit a few from behind.
No farm.
But you didn't use your vehicle.
No farm.
They were always trying to escape.
Yeah. Dog got hit by puss. A goat gets hit by puss. Well, we'll get another one. Yeah.
No
that, one's a little, that was a little gun shy now.
As a dog person, it was always a weird attitude from the farmers who would just the dog.
I know.
Oh, yeah, it's the family pet, man.
I'm with you. I love my dog. You're right. I know.
I can't. I never understood that whole mindset.
I haven't either.
It's just the farm life, man.
I guess so.
Yeah, it's different.
The dog is just like a half step above the livestock.
I know.
It's like, No.
The livestock they're making money off of.
True.
They care way more about the livestock.
Right.
They lose a cow, they're upset. Dog will just get another one.
Yeah. Yeah, the farm dogs, their lives mean very little.
So this is a story I want you to get into, Nick. I saw you shared it to me. I'm interested in this, too. Is people talk about the past. This isn't a political thing. It's about a happiness thing.
Yeah.
They say, were you really happy in certain situations? Because people always look to the past as the good old days. And you miss and you can miss certain things. You remember being happy in certain segments.
People
but
have selective memory.
Exactly. Right.
You only remember the good stuff from the past.
Right.
I think that's a defense mechanism for your brain.
Yeah, it is. It is. And you do have some good times in your past. We all do. Or you miss people that are gone now. I get it. But I also think if you're actually when you're living a day to day, you're thinking, hey, this wasn't as great as, if you could go back and live it, you would go, oh, this isn't as cool as I thought it was in the future.
But you pluck out a moment, and then you think that it represents the whole era.
So what's it say?
Right. This says pretty much that happy people tend to overstate the improvement of their life satisfaction over time, and unhappy ones tend to overstate the deterioration of their level of happiness.
Oh,
so it's not that good, but it's not that bad.
Right, and this isn't more moments. It's just like overall.
Okay. So right now we're thinking, the sun's just going down an hour, and it's now hit 30 degrees today, so this is a bad day to do this call.
It says it indicates a
good idea to bring it up now.
It indicates a certain confusion between feeling happy and feeling better. Which I don't really know.
Yeah, I don't think every human being, you just don't wake up happy. I mean, happy is a whole different situation. You wake up content. You could be content. That doesn't make you happy. It just may, well, it should make you happy. But every day isn't, you know, blow sunshine up my ass, you know?
No. Well, I think it kind of points to if you feel like you're happy now, when you look back, you'll look back at that and think that you are happier, even if you really weren't. And if you're not feeling good now, then it can kind of like taint your past, even if you were happy in the past.
Your current state of mind can color your memories other times. So if you're happy now, you're going to remember the happy times in the past. If you're kind of depressed now,
you're going to tend to,
or even things that were good memories may not seem as good because of your current state of mind.
I got it. Yeah. It's all specific to each person's life. I get it. But just try to be happy. I guess a lot of people are worse off. You read so much crap about people, that horrible stuff that happens to people, and you think, man, at least.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure, with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Yeah,
that's content.
And you can always do that too, but I think
that's content. Though.
I think when people try to minimize your unhappiness too,
I'm with you.
I feel
that.
Like,
I
hey, this too. Sucks. They'll be like, well, yeah, but we're not, you know, starving kids. Like, right, I know, but also this can suck too.
Yeah. No, I think you're right. Both can be right at the same time. I'm with you more on that situation. I just brought that up because I know people would say that. I get both could be right at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are starving kids, but you know what? I didn't get that raise, or I didn't get that job, or I didn't get that.
Yeah.
Then that could be happy.
And a lot of times it's just nice to have somebody commiserate with you about something sucking.
I know.
And to be like, this blows. Be like, well, I don't think it's happening. Yeah. Just say it sucks. We can talk about something else.
Exactly. Just say it sucks.
At least you're not a free guy in a communist country. Have fun with your $7 bread and your $10 eggs.
And he was so pissed.
I wish I could get that wildly passionate about anything.
Well, he was obviously been taken over by the MAGA crowd. You could just tell he was lost it.
Yeah, that guy's not coming back.
He's got the MAGA hat sitting there in the back of the truck somewhere.
Right.
Yeah.
That dude does, man.
DeSantis needs a hat.
He does. De Sanctimonious, that's what Trump called him.
Yeah, so, I don't think that nickname's not going to catch on.
No, it's a good point, being happy, because you can remember when certain people were in charge. I think of this sometimes when I drive home from work. It's rarely, but I do. You know, 2 years ago was the pandemic, and we did the right thing. We would all drive home and just go home and sit there. And the next day, remember the crowd?
Completely different than now.
My favorite thing. That's true, Puss.
But completely different than now. I'm certainly not just going home and staying there now.
But we have the option to leave.
I know.
Right now, this is Friday. And for the past year and a half, basically, on a Friday, I know I can go somewhere and not think anything of it. For a whole year, we didn't. Friday was just go home.
Yeah, no, now I have other reasons to keep me home.
True.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, yeah. That, yeah, I can't remember exactly the point I was trying to make about that, but, oh, I know what it was.
It is better. There are better memories.
I remember one of my distinct memories of the first two or three weeks of the pandemic that was just awful. Although the weather was perfect because it was late spring, I drove. Now, this is just imagine a big outdoor area with a brand new shops and restaurants. That's where the Funny Bone is located here in Omaha. If you're outside of town or listening on the podcast, you got one of those areas in your town. I drove there into a Saturday afternoon because I had to do something. Maybe the bank. I forget what I had to do. I just drove around. Mm-hmm. And that place was just empty. And it was like a ghost land, except it was sunny out. And I'll always remember that of like, whoa, this is strange. So we're messed up now because we did have a year that sucked. It did. So, yeah. And that was just recently.
Well, I think people have forgotten that too. They that's like leading up the election. They're like, are you better off now than you were 2 years ago? Like,
Yes. Much better than it was 2 years ago.
Like, but say 3 years. Yes, there can be a discussion about 3 years. 2 years, definitely.
Whatever. All right. So that's basically what that means. Try to be happy. If you're bummed out now, 5 years from now, you'll remember now as being bad if you don't think it's good.
Yeah, right. And it's also good. It seems that feeling happy today implies feeling better than yesterday. But like, if you're going to be happy, it doesn't mean you have to be happier every consecutive day, you're psychotic if
you're happy every day. That's psychotic. Mm-hmm. Hey, yeah, oh, right.
No, you couldn't get happier every day.
I mean, if you wake up every day just going,
that's why I've always been suspect of like cheerleaders. You know, like, remember the cheerleaders in high school who are always happy? Yeah. It's like, no, you're hiding something sinister.
Well, they end up getting drunk.
Although,
and
if your baseline is that conservative caller, like tomorrow he could only be happier.
Oh, good point.
Mm-hmm. He couldn't be more sad than he was when he picked up the phone to call that dude.
Yeah, but the constantly sunshiny person just bothers me.
Yeah.
It's creepy.
It is. Like, have a bad day just once in a while.
Right, or a bad moment. Or
just
bad
once in a while.
Like, hey, we'll get him tomorrow, Tiger. Like, will we? I don't know.
It's just too much rah-rah. Just, yeah. I'm not in for that.
No, it seems fake.
It is fake. It is fake. Nobody's actually like that.
Well, we've talked about that when it comes to people's Facebook profiles. Here's my vacation. Here's my food. And we're all guilty of some of that. But
my beautiful wife.
But you remember
the envy kicking in.
But you remember that even those people, their lives are not like that.
Sure,
they're just was their vacation. Now they're back at work, hating life. You know,
I'm not going to post
their wife's not beautiful.
Neuroses. I'm not going to post bummer stuff.
No, I didn't say that.
No, I didn't mean that either.
I didn't mean that either.
No, again, it's not on the people posting. It's on the people reading.
Right.
When it comes to social media and those types of things, the always sunny, the always beautiful person's post. No, they got crap going
on. Everything's great with their kids, that kind of stuff. You're right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't get the negative stuff. Just the horrible, you know, today is just could be my last day. I mean, I see some, we have a lot of Facebook friends and I don't know some of these people, but I see why exist, and I see their real friends checking in, hang in there, slugger.
Yeah, they're real friends who want to post something just so they seem supportive, but not ask enough so they can actually get into it.
Well, because they know that person. They know that person's just, this again.
I think some of that is covering their own ass, too.
Right.
If somebody's like, ugh, they're like, instead if they... They could be like, oh, at least I posted. Hey, it's not that bad.
Yeah, they're doing the absolute minimum. They're not helping the person at all, but they're making it seem like they tried, you know?
But also the person just posting, today is horrible. What does that mean? Explain the tip. Even your friends might not know what you mean.
That's somebody, that's the person posting that saying, please talk to me.
Right.
Somebody please talk to me. I'm so lonely, please talk to me.
It's a cry for help.
Yeah. And then everybody reading it going, I don't want to talk to that guy.
Right. Sometimes. And then you scroll through and there's a sandwich that looks good. Yeah. It's all just amongst all the rest of it.
Sometimes you'll see a paragraph from somebody that's going through some things, and then you're waiting for the actual good part, and the paragraph just ends. I said, whoa. Yeah. There's nothing good about that.
Well, most of the time you're waiting for an explanation.
That's it.
Most of the time you're waiting for some kind of detail.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just really vague.
I'm amazed by the stuff that people put up sometimes.
I know.
Like, guess I'm not getting my kids back.
I know.
Oh, dude. This should have been a text message to somebody you know well.
That's a lot. You and I talk about that a lot, Nick. The stuff they say. That you wouldn't say.
It's like people don't realize that social media, you're putting that into the public space. Right. It's that's out there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Maybe edit the things that you put out there.
That only their friends are reading it.
True.
They don't think the world's looking at it.
And they friended us because they're listening to the show. So I feel like I'm peeking in, and I don't know these people, you know. Because I accept pretty much everybody, and when I see them go off the rails, I get rid of them.
Yeah, but even your good friends that you have contacts with on social media, there's some personal stuff that they don't want to be a part of.
No.
Like, I guess I'm not getting my kids back. Well, maybe that's between you and your lawyer, you know?
Some people need to pay somebody something.
Yeah.
I always want to call that person or message them. I know you don't know me, but we're friends. And what's that about, man?
Yeah.
Susie, what's going on with Jim? I want to know what's going on here, man. They probably answer me. Oh, Tyler wants to know. I'll tell him.
Yeah.
Give me the details, man.
Yeah, I need details.
I've asked for that a couple of times, but it's been a while since I've actually pursued.
Yeah, you did that when we talked to Slash that one time.
Yeah. No.
How about your divorce?
No. On the social media.
Want to talk about it?
Social media. Yeah. Maybe I could help. Yeah. Yeah, Todd, he'll talk to randos if they call him. He'd probably give him their number. You know?
Yeah, we've established that.
Todd
is the most likely to talk to a rando of all of us.
Yeah, which is crazy, but he is for sure.
Oh, by far.
That's just his personality.
I avoid that crap like the plague.
Yeah, I do too. But yeah, Todd's a better person when it comes to that. He wants to make friends with the randos.
Well, he wants to bum a smoke first.
There's that.
And then you're kind of obligated to talk for a few minutes.
You can't bum a smoke over the internet, though.
No. But you also, but Todd's also I hate like going to the golf course alone and just rolling the dice and getting paired up with somebody.
Yeah.
You'll do that, won't you, Todd, the time?
All the time.
Yeah. I hate doing that.
Yeah, you bum a smoke from somebody, it's almost like you're entitled or expected to be like, oh, now we're here. Right. You can't just
now we're smoking again.
Turn to the side and look at your phone.
I'm going to walk six steps over here and look at my phone so I don't have to talk to you after I bum this smoke.
Especially before the phones, when you bum the smoke. I never smoked, but you had to stand there with the guy.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on? Eh.
Well, you're not
going
to start jogging. See ya. You just
trot off.
What's
your deal?
Some people. I guess I'm not getting my kids tonight. I love that one. Yeah.
Well, then I always like to look at those and go through the pictures and try to figure out why they might not be getting their kids back.
Yeah, I try to make a story up there,
too. Oh, yeah, you got
to
make your own backstory.
Yeah. I've put the pieces together with certain friends, like, through posts on social media.
But these are your actual friends, Bush.
These are people I know.
Yeah, you have friends with people you know.
People I know. But you can go back and look through and go, oh, somebody got divorced. But they didn't post that they got divorced.
Right.
But then you see little clues here and there, and you put you know, all together. That ended poorly.
She's edited out all the boyfriend pics.
Yeah, or just you see little things that happen. But they don't post it specifically, hey, we're getting divorced. But, yeah, you see things. Check out my new one-bedroom apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been going through a lot lately. I'll get back to you in a month. People like that.
Yeah.
Right.
Anybody got any extra furniture they don't need?
My favorite ones are the ones that say, hey, I've been going from Facebook for a while. What's up? And nobody responds.
Yeah.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
What the hell do you think you were listening to?
Streaming live 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Grab the podcast from iTunes, Stitcher,
and now Spotify.